Greetings from the Simon Schmidt podcast. So here we are again, over 20 episodes. Can't believe it. All started when I arrived in the UK. Was quite inconsistent to start. But now it's so great to be making myself accountable on a weekly basis to do a podcast on a wide variety of topics, all around self-help, self-care, self-esteem, my own experiences, my own pain and suffering, what I'm assessing and analyzing and helping clients see change in their lives. I want to share this. I want to share this knowledge, and I want to build a community that are going to help people shift their lives. And I can't tell you the joy it gives me to be able to create these podcasts and talk about these uncomfortable things and talk about uncomfortable things about myself and my own pain and suffering and experiences. And I really urge you to, if you want to connect with yourself, start creating something that is yours, something that is you, and share your messages and inspire people. It's just fantastic. So to the new subscribers, welcome. Thank you for subscribing to the Simon Schmidt podcast. I'm going to do my best to give you as much information, knowledge, and power to help shift something in your life, whatever that may be. And to the originals, thank you. Thank you for your support, your messages, your inspiration. I'm absolutely honored and just so beautiful to be able to be creating this community. So thanks all round. So something that I spoke about with a client very recently, because there was a resistance towards a certain thing, a resistance towards letting go. I use the terminology, you have what I call emotional obesity. And I never forget her face. She was quite shocked, and it really tweaked her, which was, that was my intention, is to try and shake her up into seeing that she is stuck, that she's struggling to let go for whatever reason, whatever those triggers are and those survival techniques. We were trying to dive deep into why she couldn't let go around a certain thing. And letting go is difficult. Letting go of our own pain and suffering or betrayal or whatever that may be, it's difficult. It's difficult to let go. But if you don't let go, it makes you obese. It causes inflammation internally. And it manifests in so many ways. Health-wise, weight gain, weight loss. Makes you sick, makes you unwell, and most importantly, it makes you stuck. But my desire to help this client understand that she's emotionally obese was the end result was for her to understand that she's not enjoying the experience of who she is. And when you start doing a lot of self-work, and a lot of inner work in the form of coaching, with working with somebody, navigating you through some form of change, or self-work in terms of very specific journaling or meditation, you really understand where the inflammation is coming from. Why can't you let go of something? Why can't you let go of that betrayal? Why can't you stop working so hard? Why can't you forgive that person? You know, we attach ourselves to things and situations that make us feel comfortable, but we also attach ourselves to those things to be able to not look at ourselves. You know, having been the biggest blamer in Cape Town, I would actually say South Africa, for multiple years, I was emotionally obese, internally, full of inflammation, full of anger, full of trauma, full of heartache, blaming this one, blaming that one. God forbid you didn't get blamed. But it all manifests differently for us, this emotional obesity. Some people, you know, they eat correctly, they exercise, they do this, they do that, but they lose a little bit of weight, then it comes back. They lose a little bit of weight, and then it comes back. And the same pattern repeats. But until you start diving deep to the source of what is causing the inflammation, why can't you let go? Why can't you stop fucking working so hard? Why can't you stop behaving that way? You're going to keep picking up that inflammation, and you're going to end up becoming obese internally. Quite scary when you think of it like that. So how do you get rid of emotional obesity? Self-care, got to increase. Self-awareness, got to increase. Self-love, got to increase. Internal work. Spending time by yourself. Being in your own thoughts. Asking yourselves a question. Why can't I move on? Why can't I stop working like I do? Why can't I forgive that person? And you will see where the obesity is coming from. And once you're aware of things, you can action change. But change has a whole nother dynamic to it. It's incredibly difficult. You know, the three stages of change. It's very hard in the beginning, it's messy in the middle, and it's change at the end. It's not change is difficult. You know, and that's why my 21-day self-care challenge has helped tens of thousands of people, because 21 days is 3 weeks. So if you can get through those 3 weeks, you start to change behavior. And if you do it for 90 days, which is 3 months, you change your life forever. By making small changes, taking things out, adding things in. But when you start doing the real inner work, the real self, reevaluating yourself internally with your own thoughts, you start to see where you are stuck. You start to see where this inflammation, this gaining of information is coming from. And I see it so often with people, how they are stuck. Because they're sick. They're sick. They're unwell. They're obese. They're living inefficiently. You know, we don't die from being inefficient, but we live inefficiently. Because we can't fucking let go. We can't let go of things. Why is it so difficult to let go? Is it because of the attachment with ego? You know, ego is very closely linked with the development of your self-care system. But once you start to live in your truth, once you start to realize that you are unwell, and you open about it, and you're going to seek help, and you're going to work on yourself, you shed that inflammation very quickly. Very quickly. You know, I had a therapy session today, and my therapist, who is a wonderful, wonderful guy, and we've had some really focused work over the last couple of months around trauma, around behavior, around lots of things around myself. And he said something to me today, and he said, "You're looking different. You look different, Si." And I was like, "Oh, thank you very much." You know, I use this analogy with clients that come to me around trying to lose weight. Nothing tastes like skinny feels. It has my weight changed? No. Don't think so. I'd never weigh myself. That's a whole nother topic around weighing yourself. The good old sad step. But maybe I should do a podcast on that. But I think because doing targeted work around inflammation in my internally, I am getting rid of it. I'm living in my truth. I'm not allowing bad behavior, not accepting that bad behavior, negative comments, nasty comments from certain people. I don't allow those things. I'm not allowing that inflammation to increase. And he said, you look different. You look lighter. And I think so. I think the inflammation has decreased dramatically over the last couple of months. And it's just from living in my truth. And I think people struggle to live in their truth because they don't know how to, because they're unwell and they're stuck. But one thing I've learned, and as a coach helping people, and you know, from I do a wide variety of work, from weight loss to developing your best self, to people doing events, to CEOs, to people ending sporting careers, you name it. I want to do that kind of work because I think as a coach, it's great to be doing a variety of work. It keeps you on your toes and it keeps you thinking. But you can get someone to navigate you through a very difficult time in your life. And you can get someone to give you great non-passenger advice. But if you really want to get rid of emotional obesity, you need to spend time with yourself. You need to spend time in your thoughts. You need to write it down. You need to meditate around it. I have been very unsuccessful with meditation. I've got lots of clients who have been it's changed their lives exponentially. But journaling and journaling around specific things where you feel there's inflammation, where you feel you're obese. Why can't I let go of that person that betrayed me? Why can't I stop working so hard? It's fascinating what comes up. Because once you identify what the infection is, you can treat it. And the medicine is writing it down. Writing it down, understanding it, analyzing it, processing it. And before you know it, you've got rid of that obesity. You know, awareness is something that we all struggle with. We're not aware of some of our behaviors, you know. And something that came up and has come up the last couple of weeks, and I was chatting to a client about it, is how my life took a turn when I was in high school. I wanted to go and study drama, but I also wanted to pursue being a rugby player. And I didn't apply myself at school and didn't get the grades to be able to really get into university and go and do drama. But I could have done it another way through a college or whatever that may be. And I mean, I got an A for drama in my high school year, matric. But I wanted to pursue rugby. And I think because I was so emotionally obese from trauma, I wasn't present. I was very unpresent as a young boy. And the way I felt a release from my own trauma and frustration was through playing sport. But if I really asked my heart the question of what I wanted to do, I would have wanted to do drama. I would have wanted to pursue a career as an actor or whatever that may be. And it's interesting to see the difference of how my life could have, I mean, hindsight's a wonderful thing, but how life could have been different if I was more present, if I had been looking after my self-care, if I understood where my emotional obesity was, which is triggered from trauma, and my bad relationship I've had around confrontation, you know, with women especially, confrontation, I just want to run away. And with a man, I want to run over. And that was triggered from a very early age, at the age of 13. And I've realized that this inflammation I need to understand, because it's kept me, up until now, recently, it's kept me sick. I've had huge issues with confrontation, especially with women. And you know, getting to understand this infection that I've had has been, I would say, quite life-changing for me. You know, where did it all start? So it all started, so my mom was tragically taken on the Friday night, and on the Sunday I went to my family home to collect my things, and I was confronted by my stepdad's mother, who came up to me and said, "Your mother was a sick lady. She deserved it." Within 45 seconds of that, I was confronted by my stepdad, who took his shirt off and said, "This is what your mother did to me." So that's when the inflammation, that's where my obesity, my inefficiency with confrontation started. So from a female's point of view, I just wanted to pack my bags and fucking run. And then with the kind of experience I had with my stepdad taking his shirt off, I wanted to run over. And I just, anyone can shift their lives. I've done it. I've seen people shift their lives by themselves without having a coach. But spend time with yourself. Understand where you are sick. Where's this inflammation coming from? Where's this obesity coming from? Why do you keep wanting to feed the obesity through talking about your drama, talking about your betrayal, talking about your relationship that's broken down? I've got news for you. No one really gives a fuck. No one actually gives a fuck. Because we all are so unpresent. By you talking about your situation, you talking about the fact that, "Oh, I can't stop working so hard," or "I can't get my life going," no one gives a fuck. No one cares. No one actually cares. And that feeds the obesity. That feeds the inflammation. But you've got to do the self-work. You've got to explore where the infection started and understand how you can get it right, how you can shift it. You know, working with clients and coaching people and mastering my skill as a coach, which I just love the fact that I'm able to do something that I love so much. You can give people tools, strategies. You could phone them every day. You could do, I mean, there's thousands of things you can do. But until someone wants to really dive deep, until someone really wants to understand where the infection is, the inflammation will still be there. You might reduce the inflammation, but the chance of you increasing the inflammation and getting obese are very high. I would say almost 100%. If you don't do the self-reflective work, spend time by yourself. Think about why you might be ill. You know, I've seen it with clients that are not coming to me for weight loss. They're coming to me around a very stressful situation in their lives. And by just understanding where the infection is and getting them to a point where they are able to let go, those people lose weight. Without changing anything. Because they're not holding on to stuff. They're not holding on to this kind of attachment. I've got other friends of mine who've been trying to get divorced for 5-6 years. It's the same story, repeats. These people are sick. They are obese. They are that 600-pound person that can't get off the fucking bed. They're drained. They're filled with adrenaline. They're filled with cortisol. They are ill. So I beg you, If you are really struggling, if you are really struggling to move on from something in your life, or you are blaming, or you are attaching something to the way your life is, please do the work. Do the work by yourself. Sit with your own thoughts. Ask yourself why. Why can't I stop working so hard? Why can't I stop blaming? And you will see a big shift in your life over time. It takes time. It takes time. From happy to admit it, from someone who's been in therapy since 2013, I think maybe end of 2012. Only now I'm starting to awaken to my inflammation internally. But a large part of that is also living in your truth. Because when you're living in your truth, you're coming from the best place. You're just being honest. Like, that's how I feel. I feel that way, you know. And I see this with clients that get exponential results, is they're living in their truth. They tell people about the journey they're on, they're embarking on. They share it with other people. They get support. You know, us as human beings, are we people pleasers? We want to please everyone. You know, and I've got a lot of clients that stop drinking alcohol. And I get them to, with all people doing my 21-day self-care challenge, I get people to write a letter of intentions. Number one, they make a vow to themselves. And the second thing is they write a letter of intentions of what they want to achieve and how they're going to do it. And you would love people's support and care. So it almost allows you to be in a safe space where you're not having to people please your friends and family. Or have another drink. Or why aren't you drinking? Because that's the truth. You want support. You want people to support you in whatever you're trying to shift, especially when you give up alcohol. I did that in 2017 and it was very difficult. But the only reason I was able to do that is because I asked for support. I was truthful in my vulnerability. And it gives you power. And it decreases the inflammation. And also it gives you the chance to change behavior, your relationship around alcohol. My relationship around alcohol was very, very unhealthy. Very unhealthy. I wasn't a person that drank moderately. I would be excessive with my drinking. And then, possibly on top of being one of the biggest blamers in the world, I was one of the worst men on a hangover. Hands down. So if I can get one thing across to you guys today, ask yourself the question, am I emotionally obese? First of all, identify it, yes or no. If the answer is yes, what's making me obese? Where's the infection coming from? Why can't I stop feeding myself this inflammation that it's causing me internally? And just do the work. Stay in that zone. Stay in your thoughts and understand who you are. Connect with yourself. Obviously, it's fantastic to get non-passenger advice and hire a coach. Not everyone can afford that. But self-work, inner work is free. Just takes a bit of time. So I hope that helps. Just my little spin on things. And I want to thank you for giving me this platform to be honest, to be myself. Feeling really in touch with myself, my head and my heart feel very connected. And I'm going to continue to talk about very difficult things. If anybody would like to reach out to me, please feel free. You can reach me on my website, simonschmid.co. Let's build this community. Please feel free to share, review, and subscribe to this channel. The more people we get in this movement, the more lives we can shift. But I want to thank you. I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to decrease my inflammation and giving me the courage to be able to talk about my biggest vulnerabilities and my experiences with clients and how they're shifting their lives. Not everyone has the means and to hire a coach, and I fully get that. So have a wonderful weekend. I'll be launching my next topic on Monday on my Instagram page. Not sure what I'm going to do yet, but every Friday there will be a podcast for you guys to download. And have a wonderful weekend. Keep looking after yourselves. Dive deep to the source of your infection and see what if you are emotionally obese and how you can heal and decrease that inflammation. So that's it for now. Lots of love. Cheers.